Hey, what's up? Series 65. Preparers and learners. Anyone who is preparing for the series 65, get ready, strap in. I'm going to make a podcast focused on preparing for the 65. Get ready to do some personal finance, financial advising. You need the series 65. A lot of people do, and I found that there's a lot of ways to study for it, but there's no way in podcast form that I found. So here it is, and it's gonna be I found why not do this. I'll listen to getting ready for my series 65 while I'm driving to school, while I'm driving to work. You know, why not? It's and I'm gonna explain it. I'm going to explain it in ways so I understand it, and hopefully you'll understand it too. I won't just, you know, say interest rate parity and go on. You know, I'll explain it in ways that help me understand it, and I want to understand the concept behind it so that when I see a question that's confusing on the test, I know the facts behind what it's talking about and how it works in the real world, you know, understand it as good, best as possible to help you guys. So every single episode is going to be a somewhat in-depth look at numerous different topics that will be covered in the series 65. Let me see where there it is. I was looking for my book that I'm using to prepare for the test. It's called Series 65 Exam Secrets Study Guide, Your Key to Exam Success by Mometrics. And it has just a lot of, it has pretty much all the different information that's going to be on there. In terms of things you should know, like valuation ratios, price earnings, and price to book, systematic risk, descriptive statistics, I mean, just everything, net present value. It just goes over everything very succinctly in the way that, you know, it just tells you what you need to know for the test. And my goal, my plan for this podcast is to go over those things, you know, go over net present value. Maybe that'll be in a video form. I mean, to look over the math of it, go over, you know, 401k and go over these things in depth so that you know exactly what they're about, what they're talking about, and it'll prepare you best for your life when you pass the series 65. You know, you're not just taking the series 65 to just pass the test. You don't want to just hack it just so you pass the test. You want to learn the material because you're going to need to know the material for the future. You know, being in college right now, my whole life, and it's probably true for a lot of people in middle school, elementary school, high school, you're just doing what you need to pass the class. You don't really care about retaining the information. I don't care about retaining any information I learned about chemistry, but yeah, that doesn't matter for chemistry because I'm not going to use that in real life. But right now, when I'm taking this Series 65, I do need to retain this information because I'm going to be using it once I pass the exam. I need to know about this stuff. I want to be educated on it. I don't want to be ignorant of this stuff when I'm actually working and doing my job. I want to be the best I could be. So I'm making this so to help me learn. Yeah, so I could go over these podcasts. You know, I'm going to make them in depth, only go over the ones that you need to know. You know, if you don't know anything about, anything about, you know, vertical settlements or how to fixed annuities, you know, all anything, you know, all these different subjects that are going to be in the test or possibly covered or that you need to know once you are, you know, a financial advisor. I'm going to go over it, cover it, only listen to the ones that you need help in that you don't know about. And maybe the other ones that you do know about, you'll get a little tidbit there too. So that's it. Series 65, let's get on the road. Listen and subscribe. Should be good stuff. Peace out.